It's hard to imagine today, but before the 20th century, people who needed surgery were more likely to go to their barber than a hospital. Steven Soderbergh's new series on Cinemax called The Nick takes us right back to that time. It's set in a fictional New York City hospital, the Knickerbocker, in 1900. It's a dark, dirty, rather frightening place, and the doctors are not afraid to try new procedures.
We now live in a time of endless possibility. More has been learned about the treatment of the human body in the last 5 years than was learned in the previous 500. 20 years ago, 39 was the number of years a man could expect from his life. Today it is more than 47.
That's Clive Owen as Dr. John Thackeray, head surgeon at the Knickerbocker Hospital. You might remember him from the dystopian film Children of Men or the award-winning movie Closer. Clive Owen takes on yet another complicated character in this new series, The Nick.
My character is inspired by a real guy, a doctor called William Halstead, and there was this brilliant book called Genius on the Edge written about him. He was a very brilliant doctor and made, you know, a lot of amazing discoveries and was really at the forefront of pushing the whole medical world forward. And they discovered that he was consuming vast amounts of drugs while he was doing that. The first image you see of me in this is injecting myself with liquid cocaine, but at that time, cocaine was totally legal in the States, and they thought it was the new wonder drug. They thought it was a great anesthetic, and they had no idea of the problems that come with it. So there were a number of doctors at that time who were getting addicted to it.
We see some medical procedures that seem almost incredible for the time, major invasive surgeries. Was that sort of thing really happening like that in 1900?
Everything that happens in the whole series is inspired by real events and things that were going on. And the operations, every single operation that we perform, there was a brilliant advisor called Dr. Burns, who has this incredible archive. And every single operation, he had historical photographs, often booklets from 1900 when they were performing this operation about how they were doing it. And he was on set for any of the medical stuff. And often his mantra would be more clamps, more blood.
What was most shocking for you as you're going through this in terms of what medicine could accomplish at that time?
It was obviously a very scary time to be very ill is the truth. You know, and the very first operation that we perform in this doesn't go too well. And it's a very sort of, you know, brutal way of saying welcome to 1900.
It's miraculous it hasn't already ruptured and killed him. It's only a matter of time.
Hunter's ligation. Reset the weak spot, try to reconstruct?
Yeah, with an aneurysm that large, once we resect it, there won't be much tissue left with which to reconstruct the artery.
We have to try.
We do indeed.
It was a time of sort of great passion of trying to push forward, and they were taking risks and trying things out and discovering things at a very quick rate. But it was a little sort of shooting from the hip. They would go into surgeries and just try things out in the hope that they would learn things to make it better for the next person.
Now, there's plenty of drama just in that hospital scenario by itself, but there's more dramatic tension from the introduction of an African-American doctor. This is your character, the head surgeon's reaction.
But I am certainly not interested in an integrated hospital staff. My skin color shouldn't matter.
Well, if it doesn't matter, then why was that information held back from me?
You'll have to ask Miss Robertson.
It's also nowhere to be found on your credentials. I grant that your background is impressive, and I'm sure there are many Negro infirmaries that will benefit from your talents. But
you're
this
here.
Hospital.
This is where I'd like to be. In London and in Paris, I was treated as an equal, and I have
this
no doubt.
This is New York. This is not London or Paris. You can only run away and join the circus if the circus wants you. I don't want you in my circus.
The attention to historical detail we were just talking about really makes me curious. Were hospital staffs already starting to integrate at that time?
There was no black doctor working in any hospital in New York in 1900. One of the things that I think is so successful about it is you're constantly going, really, is this how we were then? Is this how people behaved? Did this really happen? It's shocking, and it should be shocking.
Dr. Thackeray, I spent some time at Hotel Dieu Hospital in Paris.
Scrubbing the floors, were we?
Working with Dr. Pierre Thibault. We experimented using a galvanic procedure on aortic aneurysms that had a fairly good success rate.
Thank you, Dr. Edwards, but if I want your ideas, I'll ask for them.
You know, the hospital drama, it's a pretty well-worn TV staple, but this doesn't feel like anything like Grey's Anatomy. Is it easier to avoid falling into those kind of clichés when you've altered the setting so much?
A lot of hospital dramas are based around, you know, the patient comes in, do they get well, do they not? But the thing about this is that the hospital is a great way of looking at the period, about the location, New York at this time, what was happening on the streets of New York. It's just a brilliant way in to view, you know, a whole world, really. As I've said before, it was a particularly exciting time in the world of medicine. So there's a reason to set it in 1900. It's not that it could be just any year. It's this was a particularly intense period.
I have this impression of you as an actor who's very selective about the type of roles that you take on. I'm curious about this character in particular, and you do maybe you seem to have an attraction for complicated characters.
You occasionally read these scripts where it reminds you of why you do what you do, and there was something about this character that was so challenging and sort of dangerous and exciting, and you know, it gets wilder in many respects. You know, it's a very sort of challenging beginning. You think, my God, who is this guy? I just never read anything set in this time period that felt so edgy and dangerous, and contemporary is the wrong word, but it felt sort of visceral and present. And the one thing often about period things is that we do this kind of distance, respectful thing where we look at a period and we sort of look at it from afar. And when I read this, I felt that the writers were really putting me into a world, and that's what I found very exciting about it.
Clive Owen, his new television show, The Nick, starts this Friday on Cinemax. Thank you so much.
Thank you.